Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the help of the Holy Spirit and his ability to minister, to answer questions in the hearts of your people concerning motherhood. I give you thanks that a door is open, and thank you for the strength to do so. In Jesus' name, amen. We began talking about secrets of motherhood. And it is obvious in the Word of God that to discover truth does not come by human intelligence, but by the help of the Holy Spirit. And in preparing for Mother's Day, the Lord started sharing some things. And we had several definitions for mother, which we didn't look into in third service. But I believe it bears repetition. So let's just look at a few things. We said the word mother refers to a female parent. Then we said it also refers to a woman in authority, specifically the superior of a religious community of women. Then we said it also refers to an elderly woman. We said the word mother also refers to source or origin. When we spoke about the fact that necessity is the mother of invention. Are we together? Then we also discovered that a mother is something that is an extreme or ultimate example of its kind, especially in terms of scale. So when we are looking at a mother, you could think of maybe a woman that has raised her children properly, like I see about my mother, that she's a mother. Hallelujah. Then we also said being a mother refers to being used as a transitive verb, refers to give birth to or to care for or protect like a mother. For instance, when you say she mothered me, she was like a mother for me, to me. That woman in your life that provided funds and cared for you and gave you counsel is like a mother. Praise God. And the amazing thing is that mothers, or let's put it this way, true mothers are scarce. And that's why the theme of the Sisters Week is raising a new generation of godly women. Hallelujah. And if we are going to do that, there's a need for mentoring. Mentoring is important when it comes to motherhood. I'll read something, then we'll look at a few mothers in Scripture. Come with me to 1 Timothy. I read something about this yesterday about younger women. 1 Timothy 5 verse 14. I will therefore that younger women marry, bear children. See, to give birth to. Then he says, guide the house. Give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You see, it is obvious that young people are passionate about marriage, especially women. And I've always told women, I said, when God made man, no one was there. But when we made woman, she had a company. So it's understood why most people want to get married. But when it comes to getting married and becoming mothers, it is very difficult to find a godly example outside the church. And the onus is on older women to mentor them. Look at Titus chapter 2. To mentor them. And if we are going to depend on the older women to mentor the younger ones, then we must provide information from the Word of God what a mother should be like. Because God's Word is our prototype for living. God's Word is our prototype for living. Titus 2 verse 3. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. So the Bible shows us that if you are an elderly woman, or you've been in marriage for a long time, and we learned that one of the words mother refers to an elderly woman or an old woman. It says they should be teachers of good things. In other words, a mother is a mentor. The word mentor is from the word mentes. It refers to a trusted teacher, a trusted counselor or guide. And it's important that the older women in church begin to play that role for younger women. And the Bible says they should not just be false accusers. In other words, don't pass conclusions about the young lady and say, I believe she's not living right. Now move toward her and help her. Look at this verse 4. That they may teach, did you see that? Who are they to mentor? That they may teach the younger women to be sober. He says the older woman should teach the younger one to be sober. What's that telling us? That the reason young women are the way they are today is because they've had no mentor. Hallelujah. Never forget that every older generation is a steward of the next generation. In other words, God is trusting you with the knowledge you've gotten and your experience to see to it that the next generation is better than you. Jesus, talking to his disciples, he said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Notice Jesus wanted them to do greater works. And there's something I learned, that a mentor saves you time and pain. What it takes a mentor years to learn, you can learn it in 2 hours. See? And that's why it's good as a young lady to have a spiritual woman, a woman that is sound in the Word. See? A woman that is brought up in the things of the Spirit to mentor you. Because she will save you time. The mistakes she made that took her 20 years to learn, you can avoid it. So what does that mean? Mentoring gives speed to the oncoming generation. So if all the women want to help the younger women move faster, they should give them counsel and say, I need a guy like you. I did this, what you're doing right now. It doesn't end well. This is the way to go. And pray for them. He said that they teach the younger women to be sober. Hallelujah. Then he says, to love their husbands. To love their husband. The word is philandros. To be fond of their husbands. To be affectionate for their husbands. See, he says that older women should teach the younger women. If it says to teach them, many don't know how to do it. And in today's marriages, there's less loyalty between the couples. The couples of our day, plural, speaking of the marriages of our day, there's less loyalty. The woman is not loyal to the husband, and she has lands her husband doesn't know she has. She has properties her husband doesn't know she has. See, that marriage is already sick. Because the Bible says, they twain shall be one flesh. They shall be one flesh. See? And that's why I believe that couples should be transparent. They should be transparent. For instance, the word intimacy means mutual awareness. Mutual awareness of each other. There should be mutual awareness. So if we are going to save this generation, we must not only teach the younger generation, we must also teach the older generation so they can save the younger generation from making the same mistakes. Say mentoring. Say it again. Very important. Look at this. That it teaches young women to be sober, to love their husbands. Then it says, to love their children. There are many women today who have no love for their children because they were never mentored. They have no love for their children. And it's sad. It's sad that people have no love for their own children. A woman walks out of a marriage and leaves her children with another man. She was not mentored. See? And that's why coaching with God's word is important. Coaching with God's word. Because your coach is not your cheerleader. Your cheerleader has his or her place. Because one of the keys to improve the effectiveness is correction. Look at golfers and tennis players. They've been doing well and some of them are stars. And after a while, they start doing poorly. And they get a new coach. And the coach says, you're swinging wrongly. That's why your back keeps aching you. Now we're going to change the way you swing. He's not going to say, hey, you are a star. Continue what you're doing. He knows that if you continue this way, you're going to drop from your stardom. See, your coach keeps on improving the quality of your life, thereby increasing and improving the quality of your results. Are we together? Say the word mentoring. Very important. He says to love their own children. How can a woman, based on what we learned about M, that a woman lays her life for those who came from her womb? See? And this woman was not taught the secrets of motherhood, and now she walks away from her own children. And I told you one of the meanings of the word M is mother as the bond of the family. See? Mother as the bond of the family. Is anyone learning anything tonight? Then he says, to be discreet. See? To be discreet, discretion. Women have to be taught these things. Chaste. Then he says, I love this one. Keep us at home. And this is where a lot of young women today, they don't have any sense of commitment in that area. Now, we know that in our day, women go to work and all that. But this word also means to be domestically inclined. He says the older women should teach younger women to be domestically inclined. The average young girl, I'm sorry to say, is very disorganized. Very, very disorganized. And one of the greatest needs of a man, according to research, is a domestic support. So if you are going to be disorganized as a woman, your room is disorganized, your house is disorganized, I'm sorry to say, you're going to have some problems in marriage. Because the Bible says the woman should be a keeper at home. Hallelujah. Remember, we learned about mother, that mother could also refer to mother-in-law, stepmother, grandmother, and all that.